Wow, that's good stuff, wasn't it? Wow, Debbie, thank you in the name of Jesus for and the mini choir and the instrumentalists and all that brought that. Welcome. I'm glad you're here today. How many of y'all glad to be here today? About having, okay. Well, what if you weren't here today? What if this was your last day? Well, how many of y'all are thankful to be here today? See, it's the spirit of thanks. We'll ask y'all to do something. You're going to get mad at me when I ask you to do things like this, just incredibly sacrificial things. But, you know, one of the things as we come into a Thanksgiving week, I want you to be thankful, first of all, that God has changed every one of us. God's changed every one of us, man. We're getting better along the way. How many of y'all better this week than you were last week?
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, you are. Now, watch. Now, I know how some of you answered that question. Well, Pastor Steve, I don't feel like I've done this. I didn't ask you how you felt. I'm stating who you are. How many of y'all realize this? I'm going to give you a rhythm of life. We are 1 week closer to heaven this week than we were last week. Now, I want you to start living that way. That way you don't get old, you just get close. See what I'm saying? If you're a little bit older, you say, man, I'm getting closer to heaven. That's a whole different way to live, isn't it? That I'm getting old. I'm not leaving here. I'm going there. And we're all going what? We're all going there. I want to propose something to you today. We in the United States of America have long forgotten how to be thankful. And it's time to reclaim a spirit of thanksgiving, a spirit of gratefulness, you know, because we always want something else. Hello. And so I want you to be thankful that you're here today, that you're with people today that love the Lord. You're in a church that can sing and shout and celebrate. So if you don't mind, if you'll stand up, just go ahead and stand up. Stand up. And watch this. I want you to find somebody. I want you to give them a big hug and say, sister, I am thankful for you. Okay, y'all practice that real quick. Come on. I am thankful for you. Come on. Come on. Hug it up. Hug it up. Hey, Mark, give me a little more mic. All right. Thank you. Wow. Hold on. Let's not sit down yet. Y'all all time won't sit down. You know, if y'all was at a Jimmy Buffett concert, you'd stand up with your lighter for 3 hours. It's a lot better than Jimmy Buffett. You know, you'd be like, yes. I know some of you went there because you went with me. Okay. Now, hold on. Let's pray together for a second and give thanks, Lord. I am just thankful, very simply today, that you're God, that you love us, that we don't have to quit, and you do wonderful things in us. It's in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. A couple of things before I get right into this message. I want to congratulate the Bowling Green High Purples. They are our regional District 5 champions. They defeated a high-powered Warren Central team. That's what happened. That's what happened. Also, I want to congratulate, we have a few of our Western Hilltoppers that have come into this service today. We want to thank them for what they've done. And how about this? Bowl eligible. Go Tops, okay? And now I know some of you who are real holy go, I can't believe you bring us up in church. Why not? What kind of church you go to? One that only lives on Sunday morning? Yeah, it's a body of Christ, man. It's about everything we do glorifies God. Not some of the things we do. Everything we do glorifies God. I'm excited when I see people in our congregation participating, loving the Lord, and God is bringing blessing through them. So I want you to go there, okay? Go there to Galatians chapter 6, and we're going to begin to see that God has put great things in us. Okay, now I want you to remember this. You've got great things in you. If you're following the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've said, Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my sins, you have not made a statement of God's existence. You have received in your life to be recreated. Well, that puts a little more octane to salvation, doesn't it? You know, Barry, most people are excited about this. They go, well, I believe God exists. I say, well, good. You are now at demon status. Demons believe God exists. That's no big deal. well, I think God might do something in my life. Now you're at the possibility phase. It's a big difference when you say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my what? My sin. Absolutely forgive me. I receive you into my life. Now, if I receive God into my life, if I allow God's power to be into my life, that means I got some potential to be absolutely changed. Doesn't it, Terry? I'm going to be absolutely changed. How many of y'all are thankful for being absolutely changed? Now, this is beyond. This is beyond whether you feel changed. And so I'm going to challenge you, man. Wake up the thanks that is in you. We're just not a thankful people. Look at what we've done to Thanksgiving. We got one day in the United States of America, we said, okay, we're going to give thanks. And we done mess that day up because everybody's going to be camped out at Best Buy to get them an iPad for $39.95. We have lost our everlasting minds. So I'm going to ask y'all to do something. I'm going to ask you to slow down and quit thinking about Thursday night and Friday and what kind of bargain you're going to get, because you ain't going to get no bargain. You ought to be thankful for this. You know what we ought to be thankful for? Most of us don't need a thing. Most of us don't need a thing. In fact, most of us aren't even using what we have. And so I'm going to challenge you to something today. I want you to dream with your pastoral staff and your elders and your BAM team. And you know what? I dream of a church fully released. Because, coach, we're not there yet, coach. We're not fully released. Watch this. Every one of you who believe in Jesus Christ, can you imagine? I want you to dream for a minute. Sheriff, could you imagine how much easier your job would be if you had a fully released church? It would be. I mean, you still have to arrest some people, but not as many. I ain't saying it'd be a shutout, but it'd be a cut down. We need a cut down. I think sheriff's busy enough. What do y'all think? You know, every Friday night. Such and such suspect, 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 suspect. They chased one guy down last week and found 10 meth labs chasing one guy. Why do we got to get high? Because we don't know who we could have. It's sad. But we need to be thankful that, guess what? We could release the potential of God's power on this city if we would just be one of the churches that decided to sow everything that we are in Christ into other people. Isn't that cool? And so today, let me kind of line it up. If you have never received Jesus Christ, I'm thankful you're here today, because guess what? Jesus is going to show you how to get saved. That's pretty cool, isn't it? He brought you here today to get saved. Isn't that cool? Because I don't know anything better than going to heaven. Y'all know anything better than going to heaven? And so I get tired of hearing this one right here. Well, I just need something deeper from the pulpit. Oh, you've lost your everlasting mind. There is nothing deeper than the cross and the resurrection. Hello? I mean, would you tell me what is deeper than all of your sins being wiped out and our lives being positioned toward heaven? Would somebody tell me what's better than that? You say, well, a day at the beach. Yeah, but a hurricane will hit it. See, there's nothing we have that lasts for long. Some of y'all going, well, I'm beautiful. Not for long. Some of you guys in here, I love to listen to 21, 22-year-old guys. You know why? I was one. I remember going to Wendy's. In fact, I saw one of my fellow young brothers here today, Mr. Brown. I've watched him grow up from a child. I love Mr. Brown. And I saw Mr. Brown today. He met me. I saw him in the agent. He's got 2 cream-filled donuts in his hand. He's a teenager. You know what I thought? Self, I'd love to have 2 cream-filled donuts. But then I realized I wouldn't be able to fit into my britches. And now that I got to buy my britches, I'm concerned about getting new ones. You see what I'm saying? How many of y'all remember when you used to could eat 2 cream-filled donuts and still look good at the water park? And now if you eat cream-filled donuts, they confuse you with one of the floats. You see what I'm saying? This is the problem. Things what? Change. Now, hold on. I live in a not for long, but God longs for me to have forever. I live in a not for long, but God longs for me to have forever. Let's look at what he said. I got some challenges today. Will y'all have a celebrative week and be thankful? Y'all to wake up and say, man, God, thank you for letting me live today. Thank you for letting me love the people. Gifts. How many of y'all can be thankful for your mother-in-law coming over? Just think, Elizabeth, one day you'll be a mother-in-law coming over to somebody's house. Elizabeth said people would be glad. Yeah, I mean, it happens. How many of y'all got family coming over? How many of y'all got that one aunt coming over? She's coming again. Huh? How many of y'all got that one uncle coming? How many of y'all got that one uncle that's that uncle? That's me. That's my role in Elizabeth's family. I'm that uncle. The one they go, you really married him, didn't you? We all got these things in our families, but I'm going to challenge you today. Be thankful for what you have. Mike, you know what I loved about your baptism, man? You were thankful that God saved you.
I'm very thankful.
Very thankful. Is anybody else in this room thankful that Jesus Christ saved them? Yeah, man, it ought to sound like that. Now, let me give you a principle. Two things. Galatians 6, verse 7, here's what it tells us. Galatians 6, 7, here's what it tells us. God will not be deceived. God will not be what? Deceived. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. You know what I'm telling you right now? The most straight up place. Am I communicating right now? Y'all know what I mean by straight up? How many of y'all know what straight up is versus kind of crooked? How many of y'all are kind of crooked? Because that sounds better than being all the way crooked, right? Dusty sounds better than dirty, but it's the same results. God is absolutely true. How many of y'all would agree with me? When I get to God, the buck stops at God. It all gets real. Where? With God. Now check this out. Don't be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Now let me tell you what's going to happen. You need to give thanks along the way because guess what? Where you've invested your life eventually shows up. Here's the problem with being young. The results don't come immediately. How many of y'all have noticed that? The results don't come immediately. I know I get up in the morning now, and when I fall out of bed, literally sometimes, I remember things of my past. Like, why does my shoulder hurt? Oh, yeah. And why does this shoulder hurt? Oh, yeah. Why do these knees not work? Oh, yeah. How many of y'all have some memories of the past where you have sown some things that are now awakening themselves in the present? Yeah, I do have to fight my waistline, and that's because I do still sneak a couple of Dixie creams. See what I'm saying? I still like a Big Mac, even though it's not big anymore. Where is that for? I remember when a Big Mac was double hand, man. I can eat two of them now with both hands. Now, I may be a bigger Mac than I used to be when I was eating the Big Mac. See what I'm saying? Life's investments yield consequences. God will not be mocked. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. You will reap what you sow. God is true. Guess what? God knows exactly if Herman Cain did it or not. What do you think? God knows. God knows exactly what you and I are up to. God knows when we're nice, if we're really nice. God knows if we're pure of heart or if we're manipulative little beings. And we need to learn to thank God because guess what he says? A man reaps what he sows. How many of y'all agree with that? How many of y'all have seen that to be true? Now, come on, I got to help you a little bit. The last service was easier. I went, a man reaps what he sows. And I go, you got that right. Why? It's a little bit older service, a little more seasoned in that service. And guess what they know? Here's one of the beautiful things about being old. It's the only thing I know about growing old that has some beauty to it. As you grow older, or as I say, as you grow closer to heaven, you will absolutely realize what's true and what's not true. When you're younger, you can be conned. Like when you're younger, you'll believe human beings can actually change stuff. When you're older, you realize only God can change stuff and human beings don't change. Watch this. When you're young in your marriage, you will attempt to change each other. That's why in the first part of marriage, everybody's kung fu fighting. Why? Stephanie, not that you all are old at all, but I'm talking in the beginning, not when God created, but when you and Dan got married, did you ever think you could change Dan back then?
I thought I had some.
Isn't that kind the way she said that? And what did you come to realize?
I had no influence.
Only God can change Dan. And God did. Hold on. Don't be deceived. You will not change another person. Elizabeth can't change me. And guess what? At one time I was so foolish, I thought I could change her. Now, how stupid is that? A man thinking he can change the mind of a woman. You ought to read one of the first stories in the Bible and see that a man can't change the mind of a woman. It wasn't Adam going, hey, you want to eat some fruit? She looked at him and said, buddy, eat it. And he did. And it's been crazy ever since. You say, well, why did he eat it? She was naked. Y'all ever read the Bible? Y'all ever read the Bible? You will now, won't you? Y'all think Hollywood's got naked people. You ought to read the Bible. God will not be mocked. It will come through as it will come through. Now, here's the good news. Guess what Jesus said? I will forgive you. I will reinstate you. And I will recreate you. I will forgive you. I will reinstate you. And I will what? Recreate you. You got to give thanks for that this week. It says, if we sow from who we are, we'll reap what we are. Let's check this out. A man who sows from the flesh will reap what? Destruction. Now, don't get depressed about that. That means the best I can do is for a moment. Hello? The best I can do is for a moment. Wouldn't you agree? But here's the problem. What if you spend your whole life, we in the United States of America, I'm going to be very honest about it, we're addicted to stuff. And I'm going to challenge you this week during Turkey Day to de-stuff yourself. How many of us need to be de-stuffed? I guarantee you, some of you right now, you're going to miss grandmama, you're going to miss your aunts, your cousins, everybody that you love, the people that love you, because you're going to be focused on $39.95 iPad at Best Buy. I'm serious. I ain't never seen anything like it in my life. It was like somebody sat there, how can we mess up Thanksgiving? Let's open up electronic stores at 4 o'clock in the morning. And people are camping in the parking lot of Best Buy. Now, I don't know if they're going to have 39. Please don't rush that. I made that up, okay? I know right now. I saw some of you right now. Elizabeth's going, they really do got them for that price? She was thinking about where the tent was. She was thinking about what time she was going to leave the house. I'm making a point here. All right. I don't know what it costs. I don't care. I'm asking you, why have we gone so crazy over wanting more and so incoherent to what we have? You know, I think we need to become grateful. And part of living in the Spirit is learning how to become grateful. Look what it says. Man, if all you're going to do is sow from what you can do, you will reap destruction. Be careful. The one who sows to please his Spirit from the Spirit will reap what? Eternal life. I want to wake you up to something. Jesus is in you. Because Jesus is in you, because you've been forgiven, guess what is inside of you? Love and joy and peace. Do you think the world needs a little bit of that? That we might love one another. That we might be the joy of the Lord. How many of y'all need to get your joy on? How many of y'all are already figuring out what to complain about on Thursday? Some of you ladies, listen, they are mashed potatoes. Don't let them ruin the whole meal. Smash them up, whip them up. Put stuff in there that is not good for you and they will be good. Like real butter and whipped cream. But when y'all start putting fat-free stuff in a fat meal, it makes it stink. See, if you're full of joy, you know, eat unto the glory of God and you will see him soon. Elizabeth eats cardboard all the time. She eats cardboard. That's what I tell her. She eats cardboard. She eats all this health food cardboard. She goes, I tell you what, your diet, honey. And I said, well, I tell you what, you can take your cardboard body one day and walk by my headstone and say, I could have been with him, but I ate cardboard all my life. And I'm trying to prevent things. I've been in the nursing home. I'm going to tell you what, it's bad when your heart outlives your brain. And I'm making sure I keep it in balance. That's why I like it whipped cream and mashed potatoes. I don't like margarine. I like butter. I like sugar. Not, what's that stuff? Huh? Stevia. What is that? It'll cause a disease 10 years from now. I'm telling you, it will. You notice the latest research? I told Elizabeth this would happen. She sunscreens us all up so that we won't get skin cancer. I said, hey, there's a report sunscreen may be causing trouble now. I said, I told you there would be sunscreen cancer if you just waited long enough. You know why we're all into that? We're trying to save ourselves. I'm not saying live recklessly. I'm not saying that at all. Please put your sunscreen on. But you know what? The truth is, we're not going to save ourselves. So don't plant to save you. Live to show God. And you'll live in the fullness of God. Because look what he says. He says, when you live to please God, when you live to please your spirit, from that spirit you will reap what? Eternal life. Now let me turn you on to this. That's not later, that's now. That's where everybody's mistaken. I don't start my eternity. If I start my maternity, y'all hang on. All right? Watch this. Our eternity is in the now and on. Does that make sense? That's hard to understand because where do we live most of the time? Now. We're all caught up in the now. But I want to give thanks in the now so we might see the eternal. Does that make sense? So I'm coaching y'all. Terry, you've encouraged my life. I will forever be in debt for you, brother, of exposing me the absolute genuineness of truth. And I want you to know that. Here Terry gets his hard diagnosis, and he says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. I'm going to trust God. Jamie and I, we wanted to take him to lunch to encourage him. He preached us under the table with this stunning line. Terry, where do you get this string? He goes, I kind of believe what y'all say. And we went, oh. I believe Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Amen? So, Terry, I want to tell you why you can hear me. Good. Thank you for being real. See, watch this. You give a testimony of who? Jesus. You got people freaking out. They said, Terry should be upset. I said, why? Well, you know. I said, he's going to heaven. They go, well, I don't look at it like that. Ah, how many of y'all don't look at life like that? Boy, that way, Raj, how would that change Thanksgiving? I know you got a whole tribe coming over you. Huh? Yeah? But they need to know when we're coming back to grandmama and granddaddy and mom and dad's house, heaven will be celebrated here. How many of y'all got that kind of attitude? Heaven will be celebrated here. A different way to look at it, isn't it? In fact, I'm going to tell my mother-in-law as soon as she comes to the door, welcome to heaven. She already knows that happened to her daughter. She ought to come in and say, I thank you for marrying Elizabeth. I've never heard your mother say that. Hold on. We ought to rejoice with heaven. I'm carrying on a little bit here, but I want you to know we ought to rejoice with what? Heaven. Live and plant, invest in the Spirit. I want to thank you, Hillview, but I also want to encourage us. We're not a fully released church. You know what? I wish I could tell you that I coach for for everybody to participate. I coach to win. I believe in winning. I believe in winning. I don't buy into this everybody gets a trophy world. I believe in winning because I follow God. And guess what God does in the end? He wins. He wins in us. He wins us over. He draws us to. He wins our lives. And we ought to go tell the world about Jesus. What do you think? Sow in the flesh. So I'm going to ask you to do something. Love, joy, and peace. Make it a part not just of this week, but go ahead and start it this week, and then you can make a habit out of it. Why not thank God it's Monday? When we say, you know, when we say, thank God it's Friday, why not thank God it's Monday and I got a job? Anybody give thanks over that? There's 40 million people looking for one. Well, they're not really looking hard, but they're not. Or they could find all the jobs that my Hispanic brothers and sisters can find. See, the difference in them is they thank God for what they can get. And we've become a people in this nation that expect to be given to. When you expect to be given to, you will destroy your life, your potential, your expectations, and your attitude will come to neutral. God, what might I do with what I've been given? Let us give thanks and rejoice in the Lord. That's still a powerful way to live, because from that kind of investment, guess what you will do? You will reap eternal life. So sow well, plant well, invest well. Don't tell me what you can't do. Tell me what God might do in you. Have you ever thought like that? Instead of, well, this ain't what I got. What do I have? And God, how might you use it? It'd be amazing what happens from that. And guess what it said? Don't quit. How many of y'all glad to know the Bible says don't quit? Some of y'all don't like that that's in the Bible, because what have we become? Come on, let's be honest. What do we do a lot? Quit. Finish what you've been assigned to do. Now, after you finish it, you can be what? Finished. Like if you start college, what do you need to do? Finish. If you start a season, what do you need to do with that season? Parents, did y'all hear that? I mean, even when your children say the coach doesn't like me, hates me, da 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 da, I'm not saying they have to play again, but they need to finish the what? What if we started doing that? Think we'd have marriages that lasted longer? I do. Don't quit, but give what? Look, we says to live out these seeds, to plant well. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at a proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not what? Give up. We've seen this before ours. I'm so glad the Hilltoppers didn't give up, aren't you? I mean, after that Indiana State game, all the Chicken Littles, it was over. It's never going to happen. It's going to be horrible. I was worried myself. I have to be confessional. And then guess what, though? They didn't what? And they're bowl eligible. But watch this. They would have never been bowl eligible if they what? Gave up. How many of you are right on the verge of God doing something amazing in your life, but you feel like you need to quit? Don't what? Give up. Because look what God's promise is. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do what? If we don't give up. He didn't say we would reap a harvest. He said it's a conditional clause. We will reap a harvest if we do not what? Give up. I hear this thing. I hear people say this all the time. Well, everything happens for a reason. That is a true statement. Sometimes the reason is because we've been outright disobedient to what God asked us to do. That's the reason that happened. Is that we were immoral or unjust or made a bad decision or wouldn't plant according to the way God wanted to plant. That's the reason those things occurred. Yeah. Here's what I love about it. We never take disobedience from humanity into the factor of how life is shaped. Pretty interesting, isn't it? Yeah. Let God speak through you so well into the Spirit. So well. Yeah. How many of y'all have had some things happen to you because you were out just outright disobedient. Watch it. I'll give you a clear example. God told me to follow the laws of the commonwealth. How many of y'all realize God said that in Romans 13? When I'm not following the laws of the commonwealth, Sheriff, I have one of his boys pull up behind me and turn on his lights. Sheriff, I've never had one of your deputies pull me over going speed limit. Not one time. They got too much to do to pull me over for no reason. They usually pull me over because I'm exceeding the speed limit. And when I sin, I don't do it a little bit. I mean, if I'm going to go fast, I'm going to go real fast. In fact, an officer pulled me over one time, and he looked at me and he said, "Sir, you were going 80 miles an hour." I said, "Officer, your radar's off." He said, "It is." I said, "Yes, I was going 87. He said, "I've never heard that before." I said, "It's called the truth." You know what he did? He gave me a ticket for 87. He should have. But watch this. If I was going 55, this was back when the speed limit was 55. If I was going 55, would he pull me over? You know the reason I got pulled over, Chris? I broke the law. I was being disobedient, and I broke the law, and that's why God pulled me over. He didn't pull me over for a spiritual event. He pulled me over because I broke the law. Get all these holy people say, "Well, the Lord had the police officer pull me over so that I could be a great joyful witness for him." Now, that's a stupid person. See, I want y'all to be good discerners. I want you to know the difference between spiritual and stupid. I'm probably using the wrong word. I know that's probably inappropriate in today's time. Elizabeth, is that inappropriate? All right. Well, then help me be politically correct with stupid. Without correct information in your brain. Is that politically correct? Now watch this. We got to quit making stuff up about God. We sow what we... That ought to excite you. How many of you know that God has sown in you? He has sown grace in you. He has sown love in you. He has sown joy in you. He's sown peace in you. Patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. They're already in you, compliments of the Holy Spirit. And he says, now go plant them around you. And what? Don't give up, for at a proper time we will reap a what? Harvest if we do what? Don't give up. Y'all learn anything today? Happy Thanksgiving. Now, don't go be happy. Go be faithful. And by the way, look what he says at the end of Scripture. It's so cool. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to what? The family of God. How many of y'all realize you got brothers and sisters in here? You do. You say, well, I don't know anybody at Hillview. Hi, how you doing? My name's Steve. Your name?
Royce.
Royce, good to meet you. Now we what? Meet. Wait, I'm going to show you what to do. Hello, my name's Steve, and your name?
David Loki.
David Loki from Franklin, Kentucky?
No, not from Franklin.
Not from Franklin. From where are you from, Dave? Bowling Green. Look, now I know Dave's from Bowling Green. I knew he was from. This is just a hypothetical situation. How many of y'all know this sheriff? Why do you know him? He walks, because I talk around him. If you know him, Earl, listen, this is his job. He walks around the county talking 24/7. God called him to talk and he said, "Lord, I can do that." And you can hear him a half a mile off. You know what I love about the sheriff? I've never walked away from the sheriff since I was a small child. Because sheriff's old. I've known him since I was born. Guess what? I've never walked away from the sheriff not feeling better about the day. The day's better. Because you know what he knows how to do? Be joyful. And I'm sure he hears a bunch of junk all day long, don't you? I mean, Lord have mercy. His job is to catch criminals. They're not usually exciting and joyful. You know, most criminals are not joyful when they get caught. Have y'all realized that? Y'all ever watch Cops? Bad boys, bad boys. Y'all ever watch that show? Especially when the drunks are the ones that I get tickled about. Officer, I've only had one beer. I mean, the dude will be like 400 pounds and one beer has rocked his world. My father used to say, he's a lawyer, my father used to say, everybody that gets pulled over has had two beers. He said he doesn't know how anybody in Bowling Green makes any money off of beer because everybody only drinks two of them and they sell tons of it. What do we do a lot of times? We deceive ourselves thinking God will join us. But God will not be mocked. What is will be. And Jesus said, you are mine. Live like mine. Be in joy and love and peace and patience and live that out. And guess what? Don't give up. The harvest is coming. Amen? All right, so please be thankful. Embrace each other. Love your mother-in-law, if you got one. Your father-in-law, love them. Love your outlaws, in-laws. They'll be coming to town, true. How many of y'all going to see some people in your family this week that you don't like? I'm raising my hand for my family because some of them don't like me when I come in. Huh? Rest of you ain't raising your hand because you're scared to. Because you know you are the person everybody wishes, why don't you stay home? How many of y'all, do y'all have these things in your family or am I just talking off the wall? Y'all ever have it? You got an aunt that, is that aunt? Oh, you see? Everybody's got one. The one that comes in and the potatoes aren't right, the beans aren't right, the turkey's not right, and she could do it better, although she's never done anything her whole life. Y'all got that one? What about the one that wants to tell you all they bought this year? Like, you know what I'd like to say? Who cares? No, really, who does care? Let me tell you who really cares? Them. How many of y'all need to be thankful for what you have? So when you wake up in the morning, man, if your husband or wife's still there, I'd give thanks. If your dog's breathing, I'd say, dog, good to see you this morning. If you have a cat, I'd throw it out of the house. I don't like cats. You know where cats are going, don't you? It's where they live. Look at them. You can tell. They look at you like, psst. Ain't nobody goes, psst, in heaven. That's a sound of hell. What that has to do with the sermon, I have no idea. All right, let's stand together. God's going to do some great work. He already has. Y'all been wonderful today. Hey, just clap your hands for being able to come to church and hear Jesus. Enjoy it. God. Michael, I love new believers. Michael, would you suggest that people get saved today?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Do you hear the words of new believers? Now, he's from Wisconsin. Absolutely. I'm bringing that down to Southern language, all right? Absolutely means highly recommend it. Means do it. Y'all don't have do it up there, up north, do you? It's do it. We put words together down south here. Like, gonna.
We slow it down.
Yeah, y'all slow it down. Gonna. Try to spell that. Now listen, there's some people here today. God brought you here today because he would like to give thanks that he wants to save you. He would like to give thanks for your life. I believe you were born to be saved. What do you think about that? God loved you so much. The moment you came into existence, God had your salvation on his mind. So today, why don't you receive what God would do? You want to sow good? Reap harvest? Live forever? I only know one way to do that. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Tell him, I'm a sinner, Lord. I've not done what you asked me to do, but today, God, I want you to forgive me. Jesus, I receive you. Forgive me. How many of y'all realize this? Man, I'm going to get jacked up here. Think about this. God's willing to forgive any human being that stepped into this worship center today if they will receive his grace. Is that not amazing? That's amazing, isn't it, man? God forgave old junkie sinner like me, and he'll forgive you too. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I believe you died on the cross. You've risen from the grave. Now, if you have made that statement, you have received Christ in your life, you've let Jesus come into your life anytime during the week, and you hadn't been baptized yet, you need to be baptized. Mike, you were baptized today. Any harmful effects from the baptism?
No, I feel great.
Okay, good. I was just checking because I asked people, I said, well, how come you hadn't been baptized yet? And they said, well, I'm scared. Water, we get that out of the tank, wherever it is, it comes in from same water you drink, same water you swim in a water park. And we ask God to make it powerful through his confession, okay? No harm. So let's get rid of the fear, but I'm going to tell you, God's going to open the doors. Now, church, I'm going to ask you to do something. In this holiday season, how many of you would be willing to just tell somebody about Jesus? At Christmas, they'll listen. They'll go, what is all this Jesus stuff? And you say, well, I can tell you how he changed my life. And if that offends them, well, be thankful that they were offended. I'm thankful to offend some people. Yeah. Lets me know I really believe what I believe. I'm not going to cower down. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. How many of y'all believe that? Well, if you've never received him, you come receive him. Let God touch your life today, all right? How many of y'all need to just come to this altar today and give thanks? You hadn't done it in a long time. You ought to give thanks for your family, your children, everything that surrounds you. How many of y'all glad to know you got a car? How many of y'all thankful for that? How many of y'all thankful you got windshield wipers? So you didn't even think about that today. How many thankful you didn't have to walk to church in the rain? How many of y'all thankful that we're worshiping right now with no fear of being persecuted? And don't you ever take that for granted. Because there's a lot of men and women that are laying in cemeteries all over this land so that we could have that freedom. And I pray to God that we're not going to step back and let people take the freedoms out of this nation that were fought for 200 years. But hold on. Listen. There comes a point you're going to reap what you sow. So you stand away from God long enough, we will reap that destruction as a nation. And nobody will stop it because God won't be mocked. Come and pray, rejoice, and be thankful. Lord, I just pray that this altar will be your altar. As your spirit draws people to salvation, I pray that people get saved today. I pray that they come to be baptized today. I pray that we give thanks today. Lord, I pray for folks that are depressed and always looking at what they don't have, that right now, Jesus, right now, in a worship experience, you will just show them what they do have. If they're saved, Lord, I ask that you show them clearly what's in them. If they're yet to be saved, Lord, I pray that you draw them to your salvation. But Lord, may we be thankful. May we be thankful. That's what I pray for, that we'd be thankful. Church, this altar's open. Come and let God change your life. Come and be obedient and see what happens. Don't stand there today and see what happens. See what God would do. See what God would do. Amen.